From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Tuesday morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Now, Fonterra Insight, this is interesting and a good lesson, I think, for many people who sort of roughly follow this but don't quite understand that the milk price at the gate is completely separate to the company itself.
Yeah, so I want to talk about Fonterra again this morning, and yeah, it's another week until the next global dairy trade auction, but I don't want to talk about the milk price this morning. I want to talk about Fonterra itself. Now, we did talk about them last week, Mike. We talked about their third quarter business update, but in the last 24 hours, the focus has come down on the performance really of Fonterra itself, and in particular, the share price of Fonterra. And we do need to give this a little bit of context. So here's the context. So Fonterra shareholder units trade on the New Zealand exchange, on the New Zealand Stock Exchange, but there are two markets. There's the farmers only market, and then there's the Fonterra shareholders fund, where you and I could buy shares in Fonterra. Now, if you're a dairy farmer, you have to own these things called wet shares, and they're the shares you own that relate to your milk supply to Fonterra, and the value of those shares sit on your dairy farm balance sheet. They have been quite a material part of the balance sheets as well. So you have to buy them to supply, and you can trade those on that farmers only market. Now, Fonterra has been very well publicised, of course, are currently working through a capital restructuring, so changing the way those what we call wet shares work. Now, in April, a competitor, Open Country, commissioned a report on this restructuring from a crowd called Castalia, and it was the Castalia report is now talked about. Now, it was a pretty damning report, and basically Fonterra challenged the findings. They were that the challenges were that the restructuring would diminish the value of the Fonterra shares. Now, since that report was released in April, the value of the shares have actually indeed fallen, and Jenny Ruth in Business Desk yesterday pointed out the sheer magnitude of the drop in the value, and it's material. I mean, she noted that with the share price falling since April, the value of those shares has fallen $1.1 billion. But Mike, check this number out. Since the start of the restructuring, $3.68 billion has come off the value of Fonterra shares. So that's reasonably, I'd call that massive value destruction on farmer balance sheet. Now, Fonterra yesterday got into this. They sent out a communication to farmer shareholders yesterday acknowledging the price decline and saying that they were looking at providing additional financial support to allow greater liquidity in the market for the shares. Now, the issue here is that the proposed restructuring changes seem to be increasing the number of sellers of those farmers-only shares, but the buyers at the moment aren't stepping up to the plate. Now, there used to be greater transferability between the farmers-only units and the units that you and I could buy, so the general market. Now, that transferability is now restricted, but at the moment, what this means is the value of these shares on farmers' balance sheets is declining quite rapidly. And I think, Mike, this all highlights this tension that you've always got between, you know, returning a great farm gate milk price to the farmers, but at the same time trying to add value to the raw material and improving Fonterra's profit, and also ensuring at the same time that Fonterra can keep supply going to keep all its infrastructure working. So I think this story hasn't finished playing out yet, Mike. I mean, if you're on the numbers, those farmers-only shares, May last year, they were trading at $5.15. Yesterday, they're at $2.42. And in fact, since the end of March, they're down 20%, so significantly underperforming the general market.
Good insight. Speaking of dairy, though, so Biden's going to save A2. Is that how it works?
Gee, we've joined a lot of dots there, Mike. But look, yeah, staying in the dairy product zone, infant milk formula, there's a crisis in the US. They're running out. Now, it's a combination of supply chain problems and production issues. One of the major producers' plant was shut down. There's none around. Mike, I was there. I was in the CVS pharmacies traipsing around Los Angeles trying to buy rapid antigen tests. And what I could see was that this infant milk formula is so valuable that it's all locked up in cabinets. Anyway, over the weekend, it was announced that a small Aussie producer called Bubs had sealed a deal to export into the US. Got the FDA approval. Now, Biden actually announced this on Twitter, so it's getting exposure at a very high level. Supply equates to about 27.5 million bottles worth of infant milk formula. Massive rally in the share price of Bubs yesterday. 40% rally at one stage. So that good vibe flowed into A2 Milk as well. Now, their share price up 10%. They don't have a deal, Mike. They have submitted their application to the FDA to supply infant milk formula. It's not been approved. So maybe PM Ardern can hit Biden up to give that one a bit of a hurry up. What do you reckon?
All right. Now, what are are the numbers?
Okay, no trading in the US markets overnight. It's Memorial Day over there, so all quiet there. So FTSE 100, but the futures prices were up. 7,600 on the FTSE 100, though, up 15 points. The Nikkei up 587 points, over 2%, 27369. Shanghai Composite up 19, 3149. The local markets yesterday were all positive. The ASX 200 up 1.5%, 7286. And we were up 0.73%, closing at 11,145. Good vibe continues on the Kiwi dollar, 0.6558 against the US, 0.9110 Aussie, 0.6081 Euro, 0.5181 pounds, 83.65 Japanese yen, gold $1,855, Brent crude still high, $121.67.
See you tomorrow, mate. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.